Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Do the people want the trio? The people want the trio.
Fine, I guess I'll just leave then.
You'll be back.
All right.
Sarah will be right back. We're going to do the trio.
Guys, welcome to the stage, Will Sommer.
Hello.
I'm not hosting anymore, thank God. Get me another whiskey. Same mic? All right.
Keep the mic.
Hey, Will Sommer.
Hey, everybody.
I felt like that wasn't a sufficient welcome for Will Sommer.
Oh, no, it's so nice. Thank you.
Just before we get to the trio, to let you know the two debate topics we skipped, Tim, idiotically, was going to argue right that there was a Tom Massey lane in 2028.
I think that there is.
And Sarah wanted to debate me on whether the the blood alcohol content level was too high.
Not your personal, not whether your personal blood
get
alcohol.
Get off the stage.
Not whether your personal blood alcohol content
when you
level.
Drive, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Sarah, we let Sarah off the hook. You all were cheering for her. And we're like, why don't we cut the part where you're going to defend drunk driving? We'll just keep everybody on your good side.
Saving Sarah from herself.
And she's like, no!
Baiting her to come back on. All right, this is the trio. So, let's start with the January 6th.
We need a song.
Yeah, we should.
I was thinking, trio.
Can we just do the Tim podcast song?
No, I'm on it. We're going to get
okay,
a song.
We should get a song. All right, so if you don't know Will.
Thank you. I love San Diego. Thank you.
Will lives in a weird part of the world. He's been bred and he's had his professional career built around right-wing internet culture.
Yes.
And I would argue, honestly, that you're the foremost authority on this odd universe, which, frankly, is now a power center in our politics. And this week, the biggest story, I think, in your universe has to be this January 6th Trump settlement slush fund of $1.776 billion. So, are you pro-fund?
No, I'm not. You know, we do have to remember, I mean, these people did January 6th, right? Like, that is crazy. I mean, we get so lost in it. Right before I came up here, the lectern guy, remember the guy who stole the lectern? He's like, well, I should get more money because I was kind of infamous. And, you know, people were really mad at me. And so, you know, we're starting to see more. Mike Lindell says he wants $400 million.
400.
Which, okay, I guess we'll give you a fourth of the fund. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
So what is going on in the January 6th community right now? Like, I'm talking about the rioters, who probably are still in touch with each other, maybe, you know, have some sort of Discord channel or something like that, where, you know, they all kind of want to get a piece of the pie. We saw the CNN clip, for instance, this one obscure guy wanted $30 million, Lindell wants $400 million. Are they starting to turn on each other?
Oh, my God. Well, I thought you were going to say they have a lot of Discord, right, which they certainly do. There was a point where they tried to take over this old senior citizen's home, and they were going to make it into a compound in Virginia. It all fell apart, obviously. They're always, like, scheming. And, yeah, they're really mad.
Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, I looked into it. I mean, it was this old giant senior citizens complex, and they took it over, and they were like, this is going to be a home for January 6th people. Wouldn't you like that in your neighborhood, right? And I mean, it was huge.
Where and what state?
I think in Virginia.
Florida? No, Virginia.
Yeah, but there was obviously, it was a spooky place. I mean, it was kind of, I was watching the videos, these January 6th guys like wandering dimly lit halls. It was like the back rooms, right? They talk about that.
But why did they want to do that?
Because they need a place to live, all the January 6th people.
A group home?
A content house, yeah.
A hype house.
Yeah, a hype house.
Like where they would just cut videos with each other?
The January 6th content. I mean, they did. Yeah, it was I should have written about it. But
sounds like a good false flag. Talk a little bit about the newsletter you wrote about the lawyers, because
yes,
this is also sort of a second tier grift here happening, which is the lawyers also want their 30% cut of these settlements.
Yeah, these are some great characters, right? So we've got this guy named Peter Ticton. Now, his claim to fame is that he went to high school with Donald Trump. that's it, right? And he wrote a book. Oh, he was such a great guy in high school, whatever. And in fact, he's Tina Pierre's lawyer, speaking of. And so he teamed up with a guy named Mark McCloskey. Now, you may remember Mark McCloskey from 2020.
Who remembers Mark McCloskey? Yeah, okay, yeah. Sickos.
Big Mark McCloskey crowd here, okay. But basically, you know, he stood in front of his house in St. Louis during a Black Lives Matter march with the guns. Mark and Patricia McCloskey. And so now he teamed up with Peter Tichtin, and they said, we're going to represent all the J6 people, and we're going to get them reparations. And this went on for a year. Obviously, it didn't look like it was going to happen. In April, Mark McCloskey says, guys, I'm sick. I just got to bow out. And it was sort of like, he was like, this ain't going anywhere, right? And then a day after the fund gets announced, he goes, I'm healed. I'm back. And I'll be your lawyer again. And Peter Tichtin, he's like,
praise the Lord.
And so he's seeing
it's
the
like
dollar
righteous
signs.
Gemstones shit.
He did say, he was like, with God on our side, nothing will stop us. So Peter Tichtin, he was like looking at his yacht or whatever, all everything he's going to buy with this money. And he says, he told me, I didn't know there was a cancer you could heal if you like, you think you have a chance to get some money. You know, and I was like, wow, these guys hate each other. You know, which is something I honestly think a lot on this beat.
What do you think is going to happen with this fund, Tim? Like, is it actually going to be doled out?
How often are you talking to Pete?
This was a first timer. I got him on the phone and he was just like, let me tell you how much I hate this guy.
Interesting. That's nice. I'm kind of jealous of you sometimes. You just get to meet so many interesting characters, you know? I have to talk to Tom Nichols again. You know, like, same old, same old. Are they going to get their fucking money? I think so.
Do you think so?
I don't know. It feels like the Senate's going to try to intervene, but I don't know if they can. I mean, we saw some capital.
Isn't the money out?
Well, they actually have to file, who knows what they're going to do. Technically, they have to file a claim in this Trump-appointed board. Whatever this is going to adjudicate it. I think, what did Todd Blanche say about it? Oh, they're asking Todd Blanche tonight, I think he was on scene, and they're like, are you really going to give it to people who like beat up cops on January 6th? And he's like, what did he say? He's like, a lot of people have gotten money who've beat up cops.
Yeah, he said a lot of people have beaten up cops and gotten money. Really?
Is that true?
I
think he meant police, like legit police brutality claims, and
people
they fought
that,
back.
Those are people that got beat up by cops.
They fought. I think he meant they fought back. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. So I get my theory is that they have to rush. They're going to rush it out before any.
I don't know, but he wants it for the bribes. Like he wants it for the blackmail.
Yeah,
so they're going to have to keep it. They're going to have to keep it. I don't know. I'm of two minds about it. We talked about this a little bit downstairs, and. You know, like on yesterday's pod, we were raging, and I'm very upset. The whole thing is fucking insane. I mean, like they're stealing our money. Like they're stealing your money, and they're giving it to fucking insurrectionists. It's you know white MAGA reparations, and it's fucking outrageous. And so at one level, I'm like, I don't want them to take our fucking money because fuck you. There's the other part of me that's like, it's so outrageous though that.
Let him
like,
do it?
Do we want to stop them from themselves? Isn't this part of the stove touching? Like, isn't it part of the stove touching? Like, I guess the dark angel inside of me, the dark wolf, is like, I kind of want gas to be $7 a gallon, and I kind of want people to feel, MAGA people to feel pain, and then to be reminded, you know what, actually? You were going to work all day, like you're going to AutoZone and, you know, working your ass off and you came home and you're sweaty and you got a fucking parent, you got to do your laundry and they're fucking taking your money and they're giving it to these assholes. They stole it from you. And there's a simplicity to that story that I like. That's all.
Sprinkle a little Ebola on top.
Maybe a hint of
it. Okay, just a touch, a little pinch. You talked about dark characters. A real duo has teamed up for reasons I'm not totally sure. Candace Owens, it's Will's girl. The newest guest on her podcast is Hunter Biden.
Ooh, they're shocked.
I guess they're not watching. They're not as into the internet culture as you, Will. Let's play a little clip, and I have questions afterwards. Let's play the Candace Hunter clip.
What's your opinion on Kamala then?
Surprise.
It's a big event.
Is that it? That's the full clip? All right, fine.
There's more.
There's more to it.
We're DC not gonna, is corrupt. Oh, politics is corrupt.
But something's changed, Candace. It's not left or right. The DC elite of the left, they crushed my dad because he was never part of that club. He was never part of the Epstein class. You know one thing he didn't do? He didn't green light to turn Gaza into a Trump golf course with the maitre d' being Jared Kushner. War in Iran that they started, that every president before him was pressured by the Israelis.
And I do think there was something about the Charlie Kirk assassination that everyone just sort of looked up.
They're the people that Charlie Kirk made. The level of disloyalty or fear. I don't know what it is. And the criticism of you for asking the questions for someone who was like a brother to you. It's like, what the F are you talking about? I listen to you and I go, right on.
It's crazy.
Oh, come on. You're entertained. Will,
I am not entertained.
Will, just contextually, how crazy is this partnership here?
This is, it's pretty crazy, right? But I think also, like, Hunter Biden, I think, has kind of shown himself to be, like, he loves the infamy. He loves, like, he's kind of like a clout shark, what you might call him. Like, he teamed up with this other podcast guy, and they did some shows together. But I don't understand why he went from this kind of, like, lefty podcast guy at Channel 5 News or whatever to, like, the next step was Candace Owens. And, you know, it's very strange. And also, it's just like frustrating because it's like, do we really need to relitigate like the Biden administration? I mean, I guess that's how he feels.
I have a hot take on this. I think Hunter should do more media.
Oh my God.
I think he comes across sympathetic.
Hunter Biden?
Hunter Biden. There's a part in there where she starts asking about the laptop and his crack use, and he's like, yeah, I did crack. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah, he did it, yeah.
Here's the thing about Hunter. All the hookers say that he was super nice.
Yeah, they do. Like, legit, they do.
Like, he's got great hooker reviews. And there's something to be said for that, you know? Because my understanding, not my cup of tea.
Why, are your hooker reviews not good or something?
No. Not a problem there, Sam. But my understanding is that sometimes there can be, you know, some violence and, you know, men can be dicks to hookers, you know, maybe shortchange them, et cetera. And so that's...
Not Hunter.
You know, and if I were to be somebody that was using crack, he seems like somebody that we'd have a good time, I think. I think we'd have a nice time. I think we'd have a good time in Fort Lauderdale together. I didn't love it when he was trying to be the shadow president of the United States in 2024, though. And I don't really think that he should be telling Candace Owens, like, hey, kudos to you for your questions about the Charlie Kirk assassination. Like, you're really out there, and I appreciate it. And I don't really think that he should be like, the Epstein class came for my dad. I don't think any of that is helpful. Sometimes I can already hear some people being like, but Tim, you say that Democrats should go engage on these platforms. And it's like, it doesn't seem like Hunter's engaging on that in service of trying to bring people into the Democratic folds. It seems like he's shitting on the Democrats on Candace Owens' platform. And, hey, you know, I think he should probably just parent his child.
All right, and what is Kent?
I mean,
fair point. He slipped that in at the end, but he can't argue with that.
He did.
What is
he Kent? Did sue to yeah. parent his own child.
He should probably parent his own child.
Not great. Probably do that.
What does Candace get out of this?
I mean, I think she gets
attention.
Yeah, I mean, she gets attention. I mean, she loves attention, like, of any kind. And, you know, it puts her at the center of things, as she always wants to be.
All right, that wasn't the only weird... they weren't a duo, but there was another set of characters that we're going to talk about. Nick Fuentes.
Boo.
We're not Fuentes fans here? Oh,
well, you're going to have to pick a side. Yeah, clip is Nick Fuentes because Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, it's Tucker. Tucker versus Fuentes here, folks. I don't really understand what the feud is about. Should we play it first?
I just want to say, we know the feud.
Okay.
They think the other one is a CIA operative. Right? I mean, that's what it's been. The boys don't like each other.
Both they both accuse the other ones of being feds. Nick Fuentes went on to a different podcast where the guy said to him, the guy's name is Dave Smith, he's like, Nick, here's the thing. I don't think it was fair that Tucker called you a fed. That's the worst thing you can say in our word. It's kind of like the N-word for MAGA. I'm like, not quite.
Not quite.
I noticed that you said fed and you said N-word, which, like, you know, that shows you that there's a little bit of a difference between the two words. Because you could say one and not the other.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they, but they, but, and Tucker's accused Fuentes of being a fed, and Fuentes accused Tucker of being a fed too.
That's right. Yeah, because Tucker's dad was in the CIA or was like a CIA asset, and that's real.
Is that true?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I thought he was like in like chicken or something like that.
Hot pockets and CIA.
The
mother's in chicken.
Yeah, that's
okay. Right. Okay, let's just play the video of Fuentes versus Tucker.
You guys are going
to
hate yourself.
He used to go
this.
Around in a bow tie, telling everybody, "I have multiple trust funds. I never have to work again. I'm spoiled." I'm spoiled and super rich and all this kind of stuff. And now he's doing this LARP, like he's got his hands in his pockets and he's like, "Hey man, I just like to hunt and fish. I just like my dogs and fucking my wife and saunas."
How about that? If you liked that, that clip goes on for 5 minutes, and I've watched it 4 times. You don't ever have to hand it to Nick Fuentes, but I think that this is important, and I wanted to play it because Tucker is fucking fake. Tucker is a total phony, and he's very compelling, and he's convincing people, and I bet he's convinced a couple of you out there. I have people coming up to me that say, "I never would have thought that I would have shared a Tucker Carlson clip on Instagram," and I'm like, "Stop! Stop!" Like, you agree with him on one thing, and he's probably lying about that, and he's going to change his mind. He's getting paid by the Qataris. Stop. He's a total phony, and I think that it is very... When I say that, it makes no progress with people, because obviously I would hate Tucker. When Nick Fuentes does a really good Tucker Carlson mock, I think that there's something there. I'm encouraged by this.
Okay. How many?
Because we don't want Tucker Carlson to be the 2028 nominee. I promise you. We do not.
Since Tim's lobbed the accusation, legitimately, how many of you have shared a Tucker clip on Instagram? Please raise your hand. None.
Not one? You haven't liked
not
one?
Not one. Okay, fine.
Good. The Bulwark people are the best.
Why is... So Fuentes is also having some issues with his own groper community, though, because there's like this weird conference that happened in April or Ohio.
The groypets. Yeah, the female groypets.
So is he kind of looking for, like, to reclaim his relevance here too?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, the big problem with Nick Fuentes is that he's the leader of the groypers. You know, they identify with what, like, a fat cartoon frog named Groyper, right? A toad. And so, like, these are not very, like, optically pleasing people, right? I mean, and so the problem is he's trying to build this mass movement or at least a media career, and then whenever one of his fans like gets in front of a camera or something, he goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." He destroys these guys' lives because he just hates his fans so much.
One of them was wearing like bulky shoes and he'd like lost his mind.
Yeah, he was wearing like, you know, these like ugly like square loafers. And he was like, "What the fuck is this?" And that guy like deleted everything. He had to like go off the grid. CNN Groyper was his name.
That's tough.
All right. I don't know how you swim in these waters, buddy. We have two other topics. I legitimately have no idea who any of these people are, but Will tells me they like matter. Who the fuck is Owen Benjamin?
Okay. So when we came out here, I was like, I want to give you guys a classic Will Summer just like deep dive, right? And now this one is one of my favorite topics, but I haven't had an excuse to bring it up until recently. Okay, so this guy's name is Owen Benjamin. He's a failed comedian. He had a show like 10 years ago. Importantly, he was engaged to Christina Ricci. That's kind of his claim to fame, right? I know he's a California guy, right? But Well, I know this was before he was so bad. And so I don't know if that radicalized him or what. But like basically he's become a manosphere guy. He's really anti-Semitic. He was on Tucker recently, which is my news peg. And so that's why we're talking about it. But Tucker's trying to rehabilitate him. But the reason I want to bring it up is his fans call themselves bears, right? And so they're each like
kind of like in the gay way, like a
not
big
in
hairy...
a no, and that's why I'm glad to clarify that it's not in a gay way, right? And like or so
the
we're told,
Owen
right?
Believe bears, the bears.
Well, and so they'll.
I feel like I need I think like my super fans need a name. You know, we should spitball on that. I'll take ideas.
This isn't about you.
So,
you know, kind of like the Beliebers, the Bears.
Okay. Go on, Will, please.
Well, so the second part of that is you're like, okay, Bears, whatever. Well, they've been building compounds across the United States, and they call them Beartaria. So it's like, you know, Bear Utopia. And so they have one in Idaho, and they have one in Missouri, Ozark Beartaria.
Wait, one second. What do they do at these compounds?
Well, you know, here's the deal. So Owen Benjamin raised a lot of money, and he said, this is going to be where all the bears live, kind of like the January 6th old folks home. And then they send all this money in, and he buys the land, buys a house for himself on the land, and then the bears are like, all right, great, let's move on in. And he said, hold up, not quite, boys, but I do have some other buildings you guys could build. So all the bears, and they all have names, so there's like Cucumber Bear and like 2x4 Bear and whatever, and they all get out and they start building houses for Owen. But the thing is, they don't have any construction experience. So they made a documentary called Building Beartaria, and it's not like a Netflix documentary, not like Wild Wild Country, where you're gonna go like, oh no, but this is supposed to be a good story. But the thing is, like, the cement starts rotting, the buildings start collapsing. It's really a funny experience. So I guess, just for the purposes of time, just I have one other story, brief story.
No,
about Beartaria.
We got time. We got time. Don't worry.
Just for the, yeah. So do you have any questions?
I have so many questions.
How
many people are we talking about here?
Oh my God. I mean, like, well, building these houses, I don't know, it was 30 or 40, but like hundreds, he has hundreds of fans.
Hundreds of bears.
Hundreds of bears.
Like, God, and I'm not asking you people to do anything. I could be outside mowing my lawn. Wow, Beartaria. There's two locations.
Yeah, there's the Idaho one. And by the way, Idaho...
Oh, it's always Idaho.
Well,
it's always Idaho.
Well, and that's where they had Ruby Ridge, right? Yeah. And so the people in Idaho were like, we don't love to hear about the new compound. And so there was a lot of pushback from the neighbors, but it happened.
Okay. And so, the documentary, is that out? Could we watch it?
Yeah, so there's like three episodes or three installments. It's a trilogy, but it's also worth noting.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, so Owen is engaged in a bitter lawsuit with the creator of the documentary, needless to say, right? And so...
Can I ask,
is there any sex happening, or is it an incel situation?
I mean, like, who knows what
you're
happens
thinking,
at Beartaria?
Like, Charles Manson-y type thing?
I don't know, and you've watched all three episodes. I don't know, are the bears... Yeah. I'm just trying to see if there's anything for me in this documentary.
Yeah, that's all Tim cares about. I think we sort of glossed over, but like, why? Like, why are they following this guy? Yeah. What does he have over them? What's going on?
Like, well, he does these live streams, like, you know, let's say Clavicular, right? And that's how people build their followings. Yeah, a lot of love for Clav tonight. So basically, you know, they're like, they see themselves as like they're disaffected men, and they need a place to be macho, and Beartaria is that place. But I'll tell you what, there's also a lot of divorces involved, right? Yeah. And so if you go on the old Owen Benjamin subreddit, there's a lot of like, oh, you know, my wife left me, whatever. So I talked to this woman who did divorce her husband over his Owen Benjamin love, and she said, well, one time we went to the Ozark Beartaria for a visit, and then my husband said, oh, excuse me, I need to go speak to Owen, and he gave him like a tribute of gold coins. So they're like going back to like the olden days. They actually just got a couple cows to start a pack or a herd. So
you talked to the woman?
Yeah.
Are they still together, or is that
no.
a divorce? That's a divorce.
No, not even not
How
no
did
she
you find her.
She posted on the Owen Benjamin subreddit.
Oh.
You know, there's a subreddit, of course, yeah. Naturally. Are you gonna write about this?
Yeah, but I mean, someday, yeah. I mean, but I thought just a little, you know, something very special, something new for San Diego.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We have a...
Well, I went in totally blind on that. I told Will, I was like, I want to know nothing about this.
Yeah.
I want to be fresh, and it exceeded all my expectations.
Oh, so glad to hear it.
Beyond. One other character we're going to discuss in a very short time left. Apparently, this man has some local relevance. Carl DeMaio? Oh, whoa!
I was upset that the trio outline did not have any gay Republican talk in there, since that's pretty central to the trio ethos. And obviously there was the TPUSA incident, which is the origin of it, but we've had a lot
the
of
cruise ships,
gay cruises, etc. And I was like, what could we talk about? And I was like, shit, we're in San Diego. I should check in on Carl DeMaio. I haven't heard about that guy in like 10 years. I remember him being a total shit show. And so we asked Will to check in. What's the latest with him?
Well, look, I guess he's Daryl Issa's arch enemy. I love these feuds, right? And so I guess he's like starting his own kind of quasi Carl DeMaio-ified Republican Party. And he's been sending out mailers that are like Carl's list. But it's his slate. But it says, here's what the Republican Party says. And they said, Carl, cut it out, man. They said, in a letter, the California GOP said, like, you are not a political naif, Carl. You know what you're doing. You know better than this. So that's what he's up to. It's a lot of mischief.
Back in the day, he got into a little bit of trouble, though. You know, he was maybe, he had a little rent boy or something.
Yeah, I think I described it as like sort of a rent boy imbroglio. So
what does that mean?
Well, you know, he had this guy claimed Carl kind of grabbed his hog, right? And then Carl was acquitted, and he said, no, this guy brought this up because he burglarized my house. And these are the kind of like just classic like weird situations you can find yourself in.
Yeah. So it's like, it was
classic,
hog grabbing.
Classic situations, yes, of course.
All the hallmarks of a rent boy imbroglio.
Was the hog grabbing before or after the burglary?
I'm a little unclear on the timeline. Yeah.
This does happen. You got to be careful about this if you're going to have a rent boy around
clearly,
the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're a gay, closeted Republican who is, I guess he's not closeted, excuse me, if you're a gay, frumpy Republican in San Diego, the options aren't great, you know? So you might have to go for a little burglar twink.
Let me just take a point of personal privilege, because Will does shit that no human being should be subjected to.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Will spends his days in the absolute gutters of the internet, listening to horrifying podcasts and watching three-part documentaries on bear compounds. And he does it for you.
Oh.
So.
Thank you.
A big cheer for Will Sommer.
Whoa. Thank you.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.